Personalization is one of those buzzwords that people throw around a lot. It feels like every other invitation to tender that we receive at Headscape has got something about personalization in it. Often exactly what that involves is left vague, probably because the person writing the document doesn't really have a very clear idea of what they want. I mean, I'm not saying personalization doesn't have its place. It does. It makes a lot of sense on regularly used e-commerce sites like Amazon, where making recommendations based on previous activity has a direct impact on sales. However, outside of e-commerce, the use case for personalization is much rarer. That's not to say there are no cases. For example, personalization is great if you're supporting existing customers. However, despite what many think, it holds little benefit for sites that whose primary purpose is as a marketing tool. In fact, personalization can do more harm than good. For a start, login and sign-up processes required by personalization creates a barrier. Yes, cookies can be used to minimize this problem, but getting initial sign-up is a challenge. Many users see personalization for what it often is, a ploy to extract personal data. Then there are issues surrounding delivering personalized content. This involves creating custom content for specific audiences and associated taxonomies to support it. This is hard to create and maintain, so adding an additional cost to the entire maintenance process of the website. Talking of costs, you also need to consider the technical cost of implementation. Creating personalization function is not cheap, and even implementing an off-the-shelf system can take time. The problem is that pinning down tangible benefits for personalization can often be hard, while the potential challenges are easy to see. For me, personalization is more effective and easier to implement away from the website. A good digital strategy should include personalization in its use of email and social media. This is where you can start to become very targeted in your communications. After all, we know considerably more about users who have chosen to give their email address, and even more about those that use social networks like Facebook. Email and social media are also a more appropriate environment for personalized communication. There is an expectation that communication via email and social media is personalized, where personalization on a website can feel intrusive or even downright creepy. Before you next request personalization in a web project, ask yourself whether it is really appropriate and whether it will bring tangible benefits to your business and its customers.